أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the most awesome man who walked on this earth, none other than Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Let's look at the historical aspects or the significant aspects of the first 40 years in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we'll start off with his birth. So the Prophet is born in Amul Fil. Amul Fil is the year of the elephant. We all know what happened in that year. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Surah Al-Fil, that is Surah number 105. He was born to Abdullah and Amina bint Wahab. Abdullah was the son of Abdul Muttalib. And Abdullah was a businessman who went on trips, and his wife was expecting her baby, her first baby, and Abdullah was away on a business trip or on a trade caravan trip to Yathrib, which was a small oasis town. We know it today as Madinatun Nabi. And he died there. He was struck with illness and he died there. So here we have a young mom, pregnant with her child, has just lost her husband and is overcome with grief. She gives birth to Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the 17th of Rabiul Awal, 570 of the Common Era. His name Muhammad, the name derived from the Arabic word Hamada, which means to praise. It is his grandfather who names him that name. Amina is so overcome with grief that she is unable to nurse him. But it is also an Arab custom to give children to wet nurses. And she is first given to a wet nurse called Thawbiya, who is a maidservant of Abu Lahab. And then to Halima from the tribe of Sa'ad ibn Abi Bakr, who lived a little bit outside Makkah. And Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam grows up in the hills south of Taif, which lays to the northeast of Makkah. And Halima has some awesome accounts of when this child was with her. When he is 4 years old, she returns him to his mom. A year later, Amina decides to go and visit Abdullah's grave in Yathrib. And so, with a nurse with her called Ayman, they decide to go to Yathrib. When she gets there, she is still overcome by grief. She still misses him immensely. And she falls ill on the way back. She dies at a village called Abwa on the Makkah-Madinah road. And Ayman, who is accompanying them, returns to Makkah with a young Muhammad and places him in the protection of his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. Now he was a respected leader of Makkah. He asks Ayman to remain as the nurse of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now orphaned, he clings on to his grandfather. But when he is 8 years old, Abdul Muttalib dies at the age of 82. But he leaves the care and custody of the orphaned Muhammad to his son Abu Talib and his wife Fatima bint Asad. We're told that they loved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam more than their own children. The Prophet himself said, Fatima bint Asad was my mother, who kept her own children waiting while she fed me. She kept her own children cold while she gave me warm clothes. And Abu Talib made sure that he kept this child with him day and night. Now remember, Abdul Muttalib was a respected leader of Makkah, and he used to look after the feeding and the looking after of the pilgrims that came to the Kaaba, and he was an active participant in the trade caravans. When he died, it was Abu Talib who took all this over. Now one day, when the Prophet was around 12 years old, Abu Talib said farewell to his family to go to Syria to the trade caravans. The trade caravans traveled to Syria in summer and to Yemen in the winter. And it is said that the young Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam clung to him and said, "Who are you going to leave me with? With my mom or with my dad? Both of them have died." Abu Talib was so moved by what the young Muhammad told him that he takes him with him. Now this is a significant period or a significant aspect of what happened at this age. The caravan reaches a place called Busra or Bostra on the highway to the city of Damascus. And it stayed near the monastery of a monk called Buhayra. His Christian name was Sergius. And his church was on the highway to Bostra. Buhayra noticed something very unusual about this trade caravan in which Abu Talib and Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam were. He noticed that a cloud was shading Muhammad from the heat wherever he went. He also saw that where the young boy sat, the branches of the trees bowed down as if they were paying him homage. And now when he noticed this, he sent word to the caravan and told them to come to the church, to the monastery, to have dinner with him. When they came to have dinner, he talked to Muhammad. He tried to question him about a lot of things, and he watched him throughout the meal. And then he asked whether he could look at his back, at his shoulders. When he saw there what we call the seal of prophethood, just as it was described in his ancient books and in the exact place, he turned to Abu Talib and he said, "What is your relationship with this boy?" And Abu Talib said, "He's my son." And Buhayra said, "But he's not your son. It cannot be that this boy's father is alive." And Abu Talib said, "He's my brother's son." So Buhayra said, "Then what about his father?" He said, "He died when the boy was still in his mother's womb." And Buhayra said, "That is the truth. Take your brother's son back to his country. Guard him, because there is so much in store for him. He will be the prophet of this nation." Now, there are many narrations of this. One says that Abu Talib, on listening to this, sold all his goods at a cheaper price, wanting to return back to Mecca as soon as possible. In his teenage years, the Prophet ﷺ worked as a shepherd, and he used to say, all the prophets of Allah were shepherds. When he was 20, he, with the brother of Sayyida Khadija, whose name was Usayd bin Khuwaylid, and with Zubair, one of the sons of Abdul Muttalib, started a league or a institution, if you want to call it, which united the tribes into taking a promise, an oath, to secure justice for the helpless. Now, the league was formed at the house of Abdullah ibn Ja'dan, and it continued to function for 50 years after the inception of Islam, an absolutely wonderful league called Hilful Fudul, the League of the Virtuous, those who got together to help people in circumstances where they were helpless.
Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who do the ittiba', who follow the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.